What got you interested in STEM?
I think I was interested in STEM before I knew what STEM was. I've always been interested in, I just had like a natural inkling as a child. I can remember this vividly at, you know, 4 years old or something. And I didn't get introduced to the term STEM until I must have been in my early teens. So I would say just a natural inkling. Unfortunately, nothing spectacular.
So my name is Aminat Umar, and I'm a cloud infrastructure engineer at Permutive, which is a startup. So I didn't actually do computer science when I went to university. I studied chemistry. And by my fourth year, I decided to pivot into tech. So I met someone else who had gone to the same university as me, and she had done a STEM degree. And she ended up being a software engineer at bank. So that was the first time that I realized that this was a career path that was viable for me. So data engineering, in the context of what I was doing at BT, was essentially the main tasks that I was assigned to doing was building a data pipeline for my companies. So I was involved in somewhat designing the architecture, so the actual pipeline, so deciding what tools we were going to use to get it from one place to another place. But I wasn't doing this all by myself. The really cool thing with working in tech, I think there's a stigma or like a myth about you just being by yourself and just coding away. That's not the case. You tend to work in teams, and different people in your team might have specialized roles.
Don't have to just be a software engineer to be in tech. But I personally think that coding is a really good skill to have and can really change your kind of trajectory and how comfortable you are in life, because you never know where it's going to come into play. And just the ability to code and code well can go a long way.
I wouldn't say I use maths directly, but I think you kind of use maths in everything you kind of do. So indirectly, I use maths to an extent. I use software engineering, so I'm coding every day, like I mentioned before. So something that I use to help build stuff in the cloud. So in the cloud, you have these servers, but then the cloud also has other resources. So coding, software engineering, still a part of what I do. This is going to be more of a soft skill, so it's not a hard skill, but actual teamwork and communication is a massive, massive part of what I do.
Because I like computer science, I wasn't, you know, waking up in the morning like physics is the blood that goes through my veins and that I need to do this, right? I was more like, okay, this stuff is kind of interesting. When we did astro, when we did medical physics, that was so interesting because I was like, I know how an MRI scanner works. I know how an ultrasound works. Like, you know, stuff like that was cool, but it was never something that I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Now I look back, little did I know the matrix multiplication that I was doing in year 12 were going to be integral to everything I do from day to day now.
Data has kind of become the new currency. It's the new it thing, the thing that everyone talks about. And so I wanted to be involved in any of the data that we were doing within that team. So that was the push for me to go into data engineering. Also, most importantly, to me is mentoring other engineers that might join my team as well, because I, in my first role, I had a really great mentor and people that I could work with that really helped me learn how to code and contribute to my team. So I want to be able to provide that.
This is your sign that you can do it and you should just go for it. It doesn't matter which circumstance you're in or who you're around or who you're not around. If you want to do it, I personally believe in you, and I think you can do it. So that's the main thing.